T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This hour of Dale and Keefe is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
This is the Dale and Keefe Show. Dale and Keefe, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
A lot of GMs are ticked off at Danny because Danny tried like hell to move Kemba at the beginning of the year, knowing that his knee wasn't right. He was trying to get rid of damaged goods. And that's the issue that Kemba is dealing with. And at his size, it's a little bit like Isaiah Thomas. This is the second little point guard in a row he's run into that has a physical issue, and it changes everything. In the regular season, you can kind of get away with it and disguise it. But when you play the best teams, they're going to exploit that he's undersized and can't move the same way that he once could.
Hour number two, fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart is with us as well. Keefe, it would have been
Rich's
easier
second
just,
hour. It's just Rich's second hour. He's putting in a half show.
It would have been easier to just fake your own kidnapping, Rich.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trying
what
to get out
doing?
Of work this way.
It would have been.
Well, listen, you're like the Celtics. You can't do four full quarters. You're like, man, I'm out. I'm good. I'm bad. I'm gone.
We've all had those days where you don't want to go to work at all.
Listen, I had somebody. I contacted my internet service provider. They said the problem, quote, has been resolved, so I guess
we'll
I should
see,
be fine.
Won't we?
Yeah, what did Ron Burgundy say?
I give it 30 seconds.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe me either. I was like, you sure? I go, I literally just did the thing you told me to do before I talked to you, and it didn't work. They're like, no, it's resolved. Like,
no, right, unplug it. Plug it back in. It'll be fine.
I'll be, all right, I'll call you in 20 minutes when I have the same issue again.
If my phone works.
Put in some
so
ice.
The voice you just heard was Rick Bucher. He was on the Colin Cowherd podcast. And he said, and you heard him say, that there are other GMs in the league who were mad as hell at Danny Ainge because he was peddling Kemba Walker and was trying to sell off damaged goods. And my first thought when I heard that was, well, Danny, you can't trade injured players away, can you? And then my second thought was, if you're a GM who acquires Kemba Walker and doesn't go through the physical process and check out how he is medically, you're kind of an idiot, aren't you?
That's where I am. The second part. Like, didn't everybody get to watch the Celtics last year? Didn't they watch? This was the major story of the Celtics during the bubble, right? This was the story of what he lost a step. You're going to manage him. They're going to have to. Why is it my response? And I guess, isn't it generally like if you're in trade talks, you can request medicals? Oh, can you send us his MRI
you
or whatever?
You never acquire a player without a physical.
So why is it Danny's fault that he tried to trade? Like, why is that something, oh, we're mad at you. You tried to trade Kemba. Bleep you.
But is it a little bit sleazy?
Because then you get
into that process, and then you're like, oh, and you remember the same thing happened with Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
There was a big issue trying to trade Isaiah Thomas. We all saw that he was hurt, but he was hurt even beyond what we had seen on the floor. And then the next thing you know, didn't they want, like, another second-round pick?
Yes.
Or something like along those lines?
Yeah, the trade was held up.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, you're just like, all right, we're going through all these, you know, hoops to try to figure out a trade that'll make sense for both teams. And, oh, by the way, you're telling us this guy's fine? I don't know. It's just kind of shady. But there's also been thoughts that teams don't love trading with Danny Ainge because he won so many trades for a while.
He wants to win every trade, right?
And he wants to win every trade. And so teams are a little hesitant to deal with him. You know,
and I understand that every GM should want to win the trade. I mean, you're trying to do the best for your franchise, for your owners. I get it. But it's okay to have a trade that's good for both sides.
Yes.
In fact, it's kind of preferable because you may be able to go out and make a deal with this guy in the future at some point.
Right. And it has to do, in my opinion, with sort of how the talks go back and forth. Okay, we're back and forth. kind of feels like we're zeroing in and you want one more little thing and I give you that little thing and then it's like, well, actually, I want one more little thing. If that's the case, then I would be like, no, I'm done here. But yeah, the idea for both teams is make a deal that improves them, right? Like, I win the trade. That, why would if I know I lose the trade, why would I do it?
You wouldn't
like
do if, it.
Right? Like, everybody's trying to win the trade.
Danny Ainge is also a prime example of why so many players want to dictate where they go and want the power themselves. Yeah. Because you look at Danny and they're like, didn't Kemba just sign there? Kemba signed a 4-year deal after his whole career in Charlotte. And after 1 year where he's banged up at the end, you're trading him the next year? You're already getting rid of him? Isaiah Thomas is playing after the death of his sister with a broken jaw. You trade him right away. So there's both sides of it. And that's why guys like James Harden or whoever are like, I'm going to pick my team. Because if something goes wrong, these other teams, they'll trade me in a second. So that is the business part of it. And so Danny Ainge trying to improve his team. And I always wonder how that affects the player, in this case, Kemba Walker. So now he's struggling. He knows that Ainge, who just signed him, is trying to deal him. Some guys that'll motivate him, and maybe they'll go out there and they'll try to prove him wrong. Other guys might just kind of pout, go in a shell. He's still going to get every penny on that contract.
Yep.
And now back to the idea about if I'm the acquiring team and I take Kemba Walker in a trade with Danny and the Celtics, and I don't do my homework, I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm to blame. But by the same token, I think Rich kind of hit the nail on the head here. It's a bit sleazy if you're Danny Ainge and you are trying like hell to peddle this guy away to somebody, hoping against hope you can slip this one by somebody.
And they're like, especially how that conversation goes, because they're like, hey, like, you know, we're interested in so-and-so, and like, you know, we can offer you a first-round pick, we can offer you Kemba Walker. And they're like, oh, yeah, how's Kemba's knee? Fine.
And then what do you say?
like, does he cover it up? Or he's like, well, obviously your medical guys can look at it. But I'm sure before it even gets to that level, that's something that both sides would talk about. Like, so how is his health? Like, honestly, how's his health? Like, we're going to find out about it. So why don't you just tell me what it is?
Good.
And he's like, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
He's doing
good
okay.
Enough.
He's hanging
good
in there.
But it's also one of those areas, like, with Cam. Let's use Cam as the example. Cam's health may be fine. Like, you may look at an MRI and say, like, there's no obvious tear there. There's the foot healed, the shoulder healed. So if you said his health is fine, you wouldn't be lying. Now, if they said, so he still throws the ball like he used to, his health is fine.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where I think you could get into this weird gray area. Like, yeah, we've been sort of managing this knee injury for almost a year now, and you know, this is what it is. His health is fine. There's no, and the NBA, they love to throw out, there's no structural damage right now. But, yeah, if you make him try to go around a big man or blow by somebody, doesn't do it like he used to. Oh, elevate for his three? He doesn't elevate quite as high.
And I could see, though, why the GM on the other side would be upset because, again, let's say they go through the whole deal, and right before they sign off on it, they take the physical. He fails the physical, so they have every right to back out. But at this point, you've already told two of your players that they're going to Boston, and you're like, oh, actually, you guys are staying now because this fell through, so you're still on the team. Now, listen, I know they have to be professional, and I know they have to do it, but that's just a whole part of it that if Danny Ainge was truthful to these guys, you probably wouldn't even have gotten to that point.
And is this like a written rule? Is this an unwritten rule? You know how like in real estate...
It's not a written rule.
Right, so it's not the full disclosure where you have to tell somebody if there's a known problem with the house you're selling them or whatever, so I don't know. I kind of side with Danny on this one. If you're dumb enough to make the deal, then I win again.
Well, I'll say if you're a Celtics fan, you're thinking, I don't care how you get it done. Just get it done. Let's make the team better. Let's, you know, we need improvement.
Yep.
If you can deal Kemba and make us a better team, good for you, Danny. But you also have to keep doing business with these people going forward. Not just this deal, but presumably for the next X number of years. And at some point, you know, you're going to have to get back into the pool with one of these guys who's going to say, screw you, I'm out.
And that could hurt you long term. But if I'm a Celtics fan, my real takeaway is he doesn't want Kemba. He doesn't think Kemba's good enough. He doesn't think he's healthy enough. He doesn't think they can win with Kemba. And Kemba is your highest paid player built around, like, that's your new big three. And usage-wise, that's supposed to be how you match up against some of these. And he doesn't believe in him. And that's how I would also take it if I were Kemba. I would sulk. I would definitely sulk. You're like, you know, you go 1-for-12 the other night. Danny walks by in practice. Hey, you want to deal me today? I missed a few shots last. Like, I'd be such a baby.
Well, it's also really hard to defend the Kemba Walker signing when you know that the guy who signed him doesn't even want him.
Right.
Because when he's like, oh, well, hey, trust in Danny, and Danny knows what he's doing. Well, if he knows what he's doing, he wants to get rid of him. Right. So how helpful is Kemba Walker right now? Now, I don't know what these different trade scenarios were, like what player was coming back, and obviously you can improve from Kemba, but yeah, that ended up being a bad signing. And I thought at the time that was as good as you could have done. Because, Dale, remember how many calls we would get?
Oh, yeah.
He was a free agent. And they're like, oh, well, what about Kemba? And you're like, oh, well, the way the salary cap works, like you can't do it. But he got really creative. He found these different signing trades, and they moved guys around. Terry Rozier all of a sudden gets a huge payday down in Charlotte, and Kemba Walker ended up here. And I was like, oh, at the time, to salvage Kyrie Irving and to replace him with Kemba, it seemed great. But, nope, already a mess.
And there's and also the idea that this Kemba thing was known, like that Charlotte specifically wanted to move on from him because of the knee, right? So are they the bad guys? Like, is this sort of...
Well, again, I'm back to Danny. If you acquired him and didn't do your due diligence on what's the condition of his knee, or if your doctors, and I'm not suggesting this is the case, but if your doctors miss it, that's on you.
That
no,
is on
you. Charlotte, you're the free agent, so Charlotte didn't do anything wrong.
No. I'm just saying that they knew about it, and like that's why they didn't want him. Like they're moving on from.
Oh yeah, because they didn't offer him,
right?
The max, right? That was the whole thing.
Think
it was like,
so.
Well, get the max from them, and they're like, well, we're not giving it to you.
What are we nuts? Have you seen that knee?
Yeah. So think about that. As bad the moves that Michael Jordan and the Hornets have made, as bad as they have been over the years, even they knew to get out from Kemba Walker.
Right, and their health on Hayward is fine, but Walker they didn't want. Hayward has been hurt nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah. It hurt again, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that this is out there, if Danny is continuing to try to deal Kemba Walker, then the chances have gone to zero, right?
Well, this goes in conjunction with the Indiana thing, where they were like, oh, and he just kept wanting some. Like, remember when the GM was talking?
I heard yelling at you on Sunday, telling you don't get swayed by the noise about the Miles Turner thing.
How about the noise from the Indiana GM, and Rich, what's his name? The GM from Indiana was complaining about this. Basically said, Pritchard. He was like, we had a deal like we thought, and then we just weren't going to keep giving. We weren't going to keep giving. And that goes down the original Danny idea of always wanting more and really not only trying to, get an even trade, but win the trade, go over the top. So he's a little shady maybe medical-wise with things he says or does. And plus he's always trying to kind of take advantage of you or go like – That would be, does he start to lose trade options? It's great. You got the biggest trade exception in NBA history. Except a lot of teams don't want anything to do with you. Maybe they're building a sort of a relationship wall against you, and does that limit your ability to fix your roster to become a better basketball team?
It seems, too, that the Celtics have a culture. At least my perception from the outside. They've tried to build a culture of trust, and this doesn't exactly help that culture. And Isaiah Thomas doesn't help that culture idea. And now Kemba, if this is true, you sign him to a four-year deal and then you're trying to wheel him out of here. If you're a player, do you have second thoughts when Danny's saying, hey, I got a free agent contract here I'd like to offer you?
I think you have to. I really do. And we heard Anthony Davis's dad talk about it a year ago. He's like, oh, look how they treated Isaiah Thomas. But between Isaiah Thomas and Kemba, and then Al Horford and Gordon Hayward both left where I thought their stock was down, and I'm like, oh, they'll both pick up their player option. Neither did, and both left. So two of the biggest free agent signings in team history. Now, they had their reasons for it, and I'm not even saying, oh, they should have gave them a ton of money.
Right.
The point is, they signed here, they played their time, they got out as soon as they could. Those other two guys, one got traded, and believe it, I mean, and he's actually the one guy that wanted to be here forever. Isaiah Thomas loved Boston. He was so upset when he got traded, and he still talks and tweets about Boston. So I think you would absolutely have to be a little worried about what your fit would be.
But the culture is going to be built by the two guys who do want to be here, or at least for now.
It's Tatum and Brown.
I was going to say, are they going to want to continue to be here?
Oh, that's a bigger picture question, Dale, than for at the end of a segment.
But I think those guys should – I think you're committed to them. They've already proved that they're committed. They've probably come up in so many trade – discussions that we don't even know about over the last 3 years, and he has stuck with those two guys. They're getting the most money they can get, and I think it's going to get to the point where they're going to have to – players will sign because they're going to want to play with those guys, and they'll convince them to come here, and that's what it's going to have to be.
But what if those guys get annoyed the way you're treating other people? Like maybe they like Kemba or they like him more than they liked – if you start to build up a line of these
guys. If they
really
liked Kemba, I don't think Ainge would have tried to trade him.
So you, Keith Colin, Brown and Tatum tried to trade Kemba. Hey, they're the stars, right? No, it's the NBA league. They're the co-GMs. They're the co-GMs because they're the superstars of the team. That's how it works.
I think that's what you're going to eventually have to do. They're the two guys that are going to be calling the shots, aren't they?
So you think they wanted to move on from Kemba after whatever the experience was in the bubble?
Probably.
You don't seem strong on this. You seem
I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, I'm not all sourced up, but I would imagine that you're not going to do a lot of moves to annoy those two guys. At least I don't think that's good business.
That is not good business. I was just going to say that is not good business to tick off your two young superstars that just signed their extensions, but right. They were also there, right? Do they see what Kemba is now, and do they think, okay, this guy's he's lost a step. He's not what we were the all-star
right.
point
oh, I
guard.
Think so.
He's not the guy that we used to think about having to trap the second he crossed half court. Now you don't have to trap him at all. Like he's just not that guy anymore.
Or more importantly, he's not carrying his load to help us.
Right.
No. He needs to be the third best player.
And he makes more money than us.
And that too.
Lakar is in Boston. Hey, Lakar.
Hey, how you doing?
What's good. Going on?
I just want to touch a little bit about the Lakers. Now, I know they can't win without Anthony Davis stuff, so right? But even Anthony Davis come back, do you really think the Lakers can repeat without a true point guard like Rondo?
I mean, yes. I think they can because they have LeBron and Anthony Davis, but
yep.
I do think it's more wide open.
And
I have a
question about how healthy Anthony Davis is going to be this whole year.
Yeah. No, it's fair. And I think LeBron James, and I know he had his comments about, hey, you know, I've been never said I needed a break or all this stuff and playing hard, and he hasn't played hard. But the same issues they had last year, I think they had this year. I know they went out and got Montrezl Harrell, who's a good player, but it's a big drop-off. Like, you have one of the greatest duos of all time, so it's a great place to start. But it's a pretty big drop-off after that. And, like, who are their key contributors? Who's players 3 through 7 on their roster? I think they can be had. They're a really good team, but I think they could definitely be beat. But I'm not going to completely rule them out, like as the caller was saying, because, you know, they don't have a good point guard.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We will touch more on LeBron and the Lakers and Perk when we come back. It's Dale and Keefe. For the moment, with heart, and it's time to trend for the moment.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Don't give up your resolution to lose weight this year. Simply change course and start dropping weight your very first week with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Celtics visit the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Marcus Smart remains out. Tip-off at 7:30. The NBA will announce their All-Star reserves tonight. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are both likely to be selected. Today, the first day, NFL teams can use the franchise tag. They have until March 9th. And the Bruins are off until Thursday when they face the Islanders. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And Keefe is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out the way.
On WEEI.
I mean, I'm resting now. I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I'm resting when I get in my car and head home. I'm resting when I get home. I'll rest tomorrow. This whole narrative of, LeBron needs more rest, or I should take more rest, or I should take time here, has become a lot bigger than what it actually really is. I've never talked about it. I don't talk about it. I don't believe in it. You know, we all need more rest. I mean, this is a fast turnaround from last season, and we all wish we could have more rest. But, you know, I'm here to work, and I'm here to punch my clock in and be available to my teammates.
He did sort of mention the rest thing when he talked about not wanting to do the All-Star weekend.
Yeah. That's why he didn't want to go to the All-Star game. It had nothing to do with anything else but that. He was told he could get 5 days off. Then they're like, actually, we're going to do an All-Star game. He knows he's going to be a big part of said All-Star game. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to take a break.
I've never talked about it.
So he's played this is his 18th season, I believe. Do you know how many times he has played all 82 games? Once. Done it once. And he's a pretty healthy guy.
I've never talked about it.
Meaning he's rested before.
By the way, if a coach does rest him, good. Smart.
Yeah,
I
really don't think – I don't see what the big deal is. I think it makes sense. In fact, LeBron is – the poster boy of a team that, or a player in a team that doesn't need to be the number one seed, it could still win. You saw it with the Cavs, you saw it with the Heat, where they could be the two or the three. It didn't really matter. Like, home court wasn't going to decide. It was the talent that was going to decide. He was going to win that way. And Greg Popovich had done it for years with the Spurs.
He's the master at it.
Let's make sure Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker are ready to go. They are. Here's the playoffs. This is what matters. So I like to, make fun of LeBron all the time, but this is one where even if he wanted to rest, this is a guy that would deserve it, and it would kind of make sense long term if he did.
Yeah, at his age and the number of seasons, and
miles put on, though. I mean, just the miles alone, yeah. All the playoff games.
Thought coming into this year he was due for a step, because I thought he was all in last year. I thought he wanted to win the title last year, I know he wants to win it every year, but more so.
I know.
He got AD, he wanted to prove something. He's in L.A., and I thought maybe this would be a little bit of a step back year. Maybe he wouldn't be quite as fully invested. And he did have the comments about the All-Star game where he's promised 5 days off, and he wants his 5 days off, and now he doesn't need rest because, he's all in. He's invested in his team. And, he says so much in that short quote. It's almost like if you wanted to read that, he's taking shots at other players that do take time off. Well, LeBron says he's resting when he does his press conference. He's resting when he rides home. Well, why does he need to rest during the game? I can rest the other, 22 hours, 21 hours. He's kind of all over the map there. But I actually think he's a guy that if I were the coach, I'd be resting. I don't care if AD's out. I don't really care what's going on with the rest of the team. Our team is LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I want both of them healthy, rested, ready to go in the postseason. And I have all the faith in the world that they're not the Bruins where we have to wonder, are they really able to flip a switch and change their play when they get to the postseason? I'd be fine with that.
Let's hear what Kendrick Perkins had to say. He was on Get Up, and as he always does, giving his own take on LeBron.
And now, deep thoughts.
Look, you heard what LeBron James just told us. He said he's not worried about his minutes. And if LeBron James tells us a duck could pull a truck, guess what we better do? We better hook the son of a gun up, because, look, he has just hit his second stage of his prime. I'm not worried about his minutes at all. I'm worried about the offense, but I'm not worried about his minutes, Green.
There you go.
If a duck can pull a truck,
you
better hook it up.
Love it.
That is one of the best lines.
I know what it means, but yeah, I love it.
So, no, but I really do think that this could come back. Now, he is an absolute freak of nature. It doesn't seem like he is a guy that can slow down. But I wonder if they struggle in the playoffs a little bit, it's going to be a pretty easy – it's not even a second guess. It's going to be a first guess. But, like,
right.
Why were you playing this guy? Now, I know he's playing, I think, 35 minutes a night. That's certainly not the
Plus,
most he's
Plus, it seems like they play
career.
Overtime every night.
Back in overtime, another loss, by the way, losing to the Wizards, who all of a sudden they're turning things around, it seems like. But, yeah, they've lost, what, three in a row and four of their last five? So the Lakers were cruising for a while, but no Anthony Davis, shockingly. They have hit a little bit of a speed bump, despite LeBron having another MVP-caliber season.
And forget basketball or the way it's done or the makeup of his team. Like, when any athlete gets into their late 30s, any sport, don't you start talking about days off? I mean, hell, some coaches on the NFL injury report list veteran days off on a Wednesday or whatever because, you know, the guy's in his 30s. He's played a lot of football. It's time to – even Tom Brady, whether it was at the end in New England where Bill kind of takes it as a shot. You know, Tom couldn't be out there in practice on Fridays.
Right.
Or down in Tampa where Bruce Arians is like, yeah, he said, you know, if he wants to – you don't want to throw? I don't give a damn. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Like, you're Tom Brady. I think you know what to do, and I think you know what we need you to do, you know, and when we need you to do it. So – I don't think it's disrespectful to say LeBron should rest, right? Like, it's actually quite respectful. It's the way, I don't know. His reaction to that is very strange to me.
It is a little odd. I think he's probably, I always wonder, like, what the ulterior motive is. And I think it might be, you know, he's trying to win an MVP again. Like, he's trying to win.
Nobody works harder than me.
Right. Add more to the resume. Plus,
I've never talked about it.
And if there's more games where Anthony Davis isn't playing, because Anthony Davis is another guy who's like all-NBA player, and even last year, like MVP consideration. So if LeBron continues to put up big numbers and they win some games without Davis, he's going to be on that short list. He hasn't won it in forever. They got sort of bored of voting for him, and it's been all these other guys. Giannis is you know, the flavor of the month now, last couple of years. So I think he's going for that, and he knows if he sits too many games, he's not going to get it.
So you think it's an ego thing, a resume bump?
Of course. Of course.
Although, you know what else would bust? Isn't he one of the guys who I think the MVP voters would overlook it for him even more than anybody else because they know how hard he plays and how often he plays. If he rested once every 2-3 weeks, I don't think the voters would hold it against him at all.
I don't know. I think it depends on who the other candidates are and how many games they played. You know, did Giannis play a whole season? Did Jokic play a whole season? Did Embiid play a whole season? Or how many games did they sit out? Because at the end of the year, it's pretty close often with a lot of these guys. And if that's an easy tiebreaker. Oh, he played 15 fewer games? Like, okay.
And there's the AD thing. Like, LeBron goes to L.A. They're not very good. He gets hurt. He shuts it down. The season's over. Oh, they bring in another all-NBA player, another top five type player, and now LeBron's and they cruise, and they win a title and all that, and it's like, well, LeBron couldn't do it himself, so you're right. He could have some little, AD's out. Maybe I can prove something to people that, you know, I can keep the Laker train rolling without AD. Right. It's not – I don't need AD to be my Robin or whatever this late in my career. I can still do it by myself. And we do know he has a massive ego, and there's a massive eye in the middle of LeBron James.
I don't know. Pretty good.
We're like synchronized.
You guys harmonized.
That's not bad.
It was really good.
We have a shared brand.
I don't know. That is really weird.
Haunting.
Haunting is a good word for that. That's a very strange clip.
I don't know.
We're like a cappella. We're like a new a cappella group.
That is a horror movie line. That could be, if we make a horror movie trailer, put that in it.
I don't know.
Now do I see dead people? Let's see where that goes. So I, the whole ego thing, first of all, doesn't faze me a bit. You can't be the best player in the league without an ego. Tom Brady has an ego.
Massive.
You know, pick the guy you want in the NHL. If you think it's Connor McDavid, if you think it's Sidney Crosby, that's fine. He's got an ego. You can't be without thinking that way.
Right, but you can't let the ego get in the way of what's best for you or your team, and that would be the question here, is the best thing for the Lakers.
This isn't the NBA of the 80s or 90s. Like, it's almost, it's more than okay for guys to rest now. Like, it's just been proven to work so many times for a lot of different players. And now this guy, with all the postseason games, the short offseason, the quick regular season, so many back-to-backs, he's 36 years old. Like, all of this stuff, you're almost assuming that he's going to take games off. And I don't think anybody would argue otherwise. Maybe you'd have, like, a random Colin Cowherd take or somebody like that just to go contrarian. But most people would be on board with it. And yet he's not doing it that way. And I think he's probably surprised that people are talking about it for some reason. And, you know, it's a weird story because this is a time where I think most people would be on the side of, yeah, go ahead, take some time off. Like, it's very accepted in the NBA now.
Is there any way, and I'm spitballing here, I don't really know what I'm looking for. I need a Rich Keefe conspiracy here
right.
a little bit. Is there any way we can directly tie this into the thing about the All-Star game? And not wanting to go and thinking it's ridiculous and making some sort of a point here that's proving something to the league. Again, I'm trying to take on the run here.
Well, yeah, yes, you can.
Because, oh, I knew you'd have it. You hate LeBron, and I knew you'd have it.
So the NBA All-Star little festivities is
yes.
a showcase of the best players, right? And one of the knocks is because it's become such a norm is that the star players don't always play every night. Like, that's why they had to change the scheduling. The TNT games aren't on back-to-backs and things like that, and they're really urging you to do it. So if he's saying, hey, I'm playing every night, I'm not shorting anybody a chance to see me every single night, I am entitled to these days off.
I like it. Yes, he's proving I'm not taking days off. And you know why? Because I'm dedicated to this team because you told me I was going to get 5 days off, but now you're going to pork me and not give me 5 days off. I like it. He's proving a point.
Whenever you need
office.
An opportunity to make LeBron James look bad, Rich is your guy.
I'm your guy. Whatever you need.
I don't know.
He's there for you. Let's get Joe in New Bedford off the line real quick. Hey, Joe.
What's up, guys? So to go into football, because I don't know much about basketball, really. This is either going to sound really stupid or it could sound sneaky smart. But at low cost, no, I'm serious, though. At low cost, because I don't want to put too much into the quarterback thing if you don't, you know, you're not going to get something great out of it.
Yep.
What do you guys think of the backup quarterback out of Baltimore, Trace McSorley? He showed some good things when he played, and I saw him when he was playing in college. He looked like he's undersized. But the kid's a three-time academic honors. He's a smart kid. He seems like he's got some wheels on him, and he can throw the football pretty well. What do you think?
I think it gives John an opportunity to play the Trace McSorley like Penn State song. Just a kid from Briarwood. I'm wearing number 9. Met Coach Franklin down at Vandy. Flipped to Happy Valley. Now I feel like that was a planned call by a friend of John's just so we could play that.
So here's my question. And look, all ideas are good ideas. He was drafted in 2019. He's on his rookie contract.
Right.
Why would Baltimore trade him?
If you made it pretty
worth their while. Like you give him a second. If you think he's a starter, you give them a second-round pick for their backup quarterback. Something
is he
like
going to sound really stupid, or it could sound sneaky smart?
He was a sixth-round pick for the Ravens and hasn't really played.
Right.
Why would I give him a second-round pick for a sixth-round pick who hasn't played?
Well, you see something you know no one else really sees. But the question I have, this is another example of this dismissal of Jarrett Stidham. Now you got people seeking out backup quarterbacks that are lower round picks who have barely played for other teams and saying they're better ideas than Jarrett Stidham. Why does Patriot Nation hate Jarrett Stidham? What did he do? How did he hurt you?
I don't know.
That's the best way to put it. It's Dale and Keith, and Andy Hart is in the house with us. Now, to get a visual component of what Andy Hart's about to present to you next on What Else You Got, go to WEEI.com/watch. You'll get the visual part of this whole thing because Rich and I are going to be hard-pressed to describe it adequately for you. What Else You Got's coming up next, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of stories we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
I'll kick it off here. So yesterday was the first full squad workout for the Red Sox. Manager Alex Cora, they had a podium set up on the first baseline. Players were all socially distanced in the stands down at JetBlue Park. And Cora was going through the obligatory, you know, this is what we're going to be like this year. And then on the giant screen in right center field, a vision appeared to add his own message.
Everything should be important to you. You should be the best at whatever job that you want to do. That's the mindset. And you guys do that for the guy next to you. That's what team sports is about at any level. It's not about how you feel. It's how you act. And you want to act like a champion. You know, it's how you act. Act properly. This game doesn't last forever, guys. You got to take pride in everything. Try to be the best in everything. Good luck. Trust me, I'll be watching every pitch. You know, it's going to be a good season.
It was kind of a nice touch. Dustin Pedroia with a message to his now former teammates after announcing his retirement.
And then he added, it wasn't me, it was them.
It wasn't me. They do like him a lot, and they seemed there was a big round of applause at the end of the video message as well.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, I love a good sports what if. I think there are just so many. We've discussed a bunch of them on the show. And this one popped up. I had not heard this before. Adrian Wojnarowski's podcast with Carmelo Anthony. He, of course, was on that 2008 Olympic team, and that is when LeBron, Wade, and Bosch all started discussing that, hey, in a couple of years, we could play together. We could figure out a way to play together. Obviously, all in the same draft class and friends with Carmelo. You'll notice that Carmelo was not a part of that. But we almost had, instead of a super team in Miami, two separate all-star duos. Here's Carmelo.
It probably wouldn't have ended, came up like that. It probably would have been me and LeBron somewhere and D-Wade and Bosch somewhere.
Interesting, because he, as Woj points out, LeBron, Wade, and Bosch all had signed four-year deals with a player right. option. Carmelo signed a five-year with a player option. So those guys were all out and ready to go somewhere before Carmelo was, and so they all teamed up. And I think, as a Celtics fan, I wonder if they could have squeezed out maybe either another title or at least another title appearance. You think back to maybe 2012 when they lost in Game 7 of the East Finals with LeBron and Wade. Bosch wasn't as good in that series, but still, they had already been together. They had won. I wonder, Carmelo, I feel like it's a little bit underrated. A LeBron-Carmelo duo would have been really good in the East, not knowing about their surrounding characters. Wade and Bosch would have been pretty good. But maybe the Celtics would have won a little bit more had that happened.
What else you got?
Andy, this is show and tell today.
It is. And we all know you can see a lot of things on the internet and Twitter in particular. Yeah. And today it was taken to a new level with a baby shark caught by a fisherman off of Indonesia that looks to have a human face. And doing some research, experts that have seen the photos haven't necessarily seen the actual specimen think it looks legit, and even reading more about it, the things that look like human eyes, Pillsbury Doughboy eyes.
They do look like eyes.
They do look like human
apparently
eyes.
Apparently could be birth defect nasal cavities, so they're actual part of kind of the nose.
Oh, poor thing.
But the picture, I mean, is just, it's worth way more than 1,000 words, 1,000 nightmares. It is
do you
scary.
Think the we only tweeted two questions it out, by the way, on the at Dale Keefe.
Yep.
WEEI Twitter feed. I mean,
Two questions that can be asked here. Do you think that the human had sex with the shark, or the shark had sex with the human?
That's where you went with this.
It's the only possible.
I'm going to say human with the shark, I'd say.
Okay. And that's your result with this little shark
boy. I've seen South Park. I saw. Plus, if the shark were going to, you know, mount you, so to speak, I think he'd eat you.
Well, it depends on how attractive you were.
We don't know.
I think I'm more attractive as food than I am as
a lover.
You know, lover.
Could be right.
Andy, on that note, Dale.
We'll see you on Thursday, Andy.
Indeed,
clean it
and Dale.
Up between now and then.
My internet always works, so if, you know, your partner bows out
not.
Again,
good
call
Lord.
Me anytime, Dale. I'm here for
Lord.
You.
Well, we'll see if Rich is back tomorrow, because Fitzy will be with us as well. OMF's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. It's the antidote. It's the antidote.